this is the type of holiday, these are the types of things that put me into a plateau. Or if I'm in a plateau, like get me really off track, because like my mindset is nothing is working, so I might as well just eat all the foods.
Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the WW, formerly Weight Watchers, plan. I'm the Aaron part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on WW, what we've learned, what we've struggled with, and what our goals are for the coming week. There is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about the things that need to change. On today's Real WW Talk, you know, you're moving, you're grooving, and then your weight loss comes to a screeching halt. You're doing all the right things, but the scale isn't moving. So today, we're going to get the conversation going around plateaus.
Well, hello. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I'm Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, I'm excited for what we're going to talk about today, because we're talking about plateaus, or I should say plateaus. That's for my music nerds.
and Easter, because it's a big weekend. It's Easter weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know some people who are going to listen to the podcast, Easter will have passed while they're listening to it. But I think, though, maybe what we'll talk about may help too from that retro perspective, because I don't know what got in there. I sometimes, like with Easter week, like it could trip me up, because, you know, if you have a bad weekend, what is that really? But, you know, an indulgent weekend, then I'm like, well, there goes the rest of the week. Might as well just start next week. So
I think that goes for, you know, spring break is coming up for some people, and, you know, Memorial Day or Labor Day, like all the holidays, 4th of July, like there's always a holiday that this can relate to.
Kind of like the unofficial start to holiday season. You get Memorial Day, then you get 4th of July, Labor Day. Go ahead, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, right? Let's make it to the end of the year.
So that's like, how do we do this journey when you have all of these holidays, right? Everybody's trying to figure it out. So before we head into that, I just want to recap with you guys your week. How did you guys do this week?
Ricky. Silence across the board. We're going to go back to the norm. Go ahead, Ricky.
Okay. My week was okay. I definitely, I had a gain of 0.2, which is kind of like staying the same. You know, I wish I had done better with some of my food choices. I did well with packing my lunch and making sure I had snacks and things, but I still struggled with the water, which I think I realized later in the day when I was craving certain foods. There's your water, Erin.
I'm holding up my mason jar of water with a big fat straw.
Mm-hmm. And because I'm bougie, I'm holding up my sparkling water, Deer Park brand. Big time.
Yeah. So even though I did make my self-care checklist, and I think I tried to do most of the things, water, for some reason, I don't know if part of it is being back at work, but no, like when I was at home, I feel like I still struggled with making sure I gotten enough water. And I think that definitely impacts my hunger levels in the evening and how willing I am to make other choices for like foods I'm craving.
For me, I had a good week towards the end, because Wednesday was April 1st.
Oh no.
And I love a good April 1st. I love a new month. So to be honest, from April 1st on, I've had a wonderful week. Isaiah agrees, if you hear my son in the background.
But it sounds like more like he said, no, you didn't.
He's like, no, you didn't. But, you know, I got my first blue dot in a while, and that's been hard for me to get to stay within like the zones. Mm-hmm. And I got in my early morning exercise. I got a Peloton bike. I followed the trend and went in the morning. I have been going in doing morning exercise. So I felt good about that. I lost 2.2 this week. And that's a bigger loss than I've had in a while. And I was just waiting for my Bravo.
I've got to get out the Bravo star. And I apologize, Ricky, because you deserve a Bravo star too. For even though you may feel like 0.2, it's still a gain. To me, that's a trip to the bathroom. So let's just
You're just an hour late. If you had to use the bathroom, you'd be fine.
Right. Yeah.
Good call.
How about you, Erin?
I actually had a really good week because last week was not just that wasn't a good mental headspace for me last week. And I really appreciated the therapy with you ladies last week. And Ricky, your suggestion of writing down the self-care sheet, because that was a big thing for me to be anchored to this week and really just lifted my brain, lifted my thoughts. And truthfully, like the most transformative thing for me was the final thing that I put on my list that for me, self-care wise, makes me feel good. And if that is reaching out to somebody just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or being able to just, you know, go and encourage someone. And I realized it was because it's the only time when my thoughts are not on myself. They're not on my stomach, how my pants are fitting. They're not about the cookies that are standing in the cupboard that I could go get right now, but I'm not going to, but I really want to, you know, all of that yo-yo stuff. And it was awesome. I kept to my water. Food really didn't factor in last week because I got glutened on Sunday. And so that literally just wrecked my entire week of food, of being able to eat, not eat kind of stuff. So thank you for the suggestion of the list, Ricky, because that was awesome. I'm revisiting it for this week and I'm looking at the list to see what list I should make for this week about self-care in terms, because the Easter is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Easter in my family, or any holiday in my family, is a food holiday. Like, we make food for things and then we usually have the leftovers. So I just need to reevaluate do the things that make me want to have a good self-care week, do they change in a week when there's a holiday? Do you guys find that you may have to pivot a little bit? I guess I find it hard to stay on plan when there's really good food. Mm-hmm. And it's not always food that's on plan for me.
You know what's weird for me, and I think I mentioned it when we talked about Thanksgiving a while back, the day of the celebration or whatever it is for Easter, like I tend to be okay with being on plan. It's the leftovers and the after that can get me with the food that's sitting in, because I feel like I'm very disciplined because I expect that the expectation is that I'm going to be off. Mm-hmm. On the day of the celebration. But I don't know how to manage. I have not effectively found a strategy to consistently manage the leftovers that are available. Mm-hmm. And that's where I can get off track, because you'll see a perfect day, Easter, Monday, you'll see other things.
My son is agreeing with us. You definitely haven't found a way to manage it.
No, and it's true. Manage it. So yeah, that's kind of my struggle with the leftovers. Isaiah just wants to join the conversation. I promise. Uh-huh.
For me, it's the whole season. The idea, and I've mentioned this before, but the idea of the limited edition things. So like those things you can only get at Halloween, or those things you can only get at Easter, those Cadbury eggs that for some reason they made Halloween Cadbury eggs, but you know, we'll say that those are Easter things, but those things that almost are marketed as sentimental, like they remind you of things you may have gotten as a kid, or, you know, even just some of the smells of like Christmas, like the chai, I don't know. I think of chai and just spices, and that kind of does give you a sense of comfort at that time. So for me, it's like, I love the holidays and I love celebrating those things. But I think my challenge is seeing those types of things and realizing, okay, like, yeah, maybe I can have a slice of pumpkin bread once, you know, in the fall, but I don't need to have it every day just because it's labeled limited edition.
Let's take a quick break.
Are you suffering from chronic disease? Or maybe you're trying to live to 120 and optimize your health? Either way, the Your Health, Your Story podcast is for you. My name's Casper Schultz, and I've been traveling the world meeting with top doctors and experts in medicine and health with amazing discoveries that are making the incurable curable. I decided I had to share these stories to empower others who are seeking solutions but just couldn't find them. So join us for weekly enlightening discussions on how to beat chronic disease and live an incredibly healthy life that you won't hear about elsewhere.
For me, it's the deprivation piece because I can't do those things anymore. And Ricky, I mean, that's smart marketing, isn't it? FOMO, mm-hmm. fear of missing out, mm-hmm. tapping into emotions. And sometimes this is my, it's just the way my brain works is I'm like, no, wait a second. You're trying to manipulate me. You're trying to manipulate me through my stomach and through my brain. And I need to push pause on that. But then I'm like, I can't eat that. And mm-hmm. then I like want to go eat everything else to make up for what I can't eat. And I just have to, you know, I have to stop that. I have to stop it. And again, switch my brain mm-hmm. for it. So yeah, struggle.
Are you all really triggered by like the Easter candies that are out? And I've asked, because I have such a ridiculous question. Are you all Peeps fans?
Yes. You can have 3 Peeps for 5 smart points. Just putting that out there because I've already tracked it.
It's the texture. Like I like regular marshmallows, but I don't want to sit and eat a sugar coat, like a chewy sugar covered marshmallow.
That is like the greatest thing in the world. Why wouldn't you put more sugar on top of sugar? Fluffy sugar.
Erin, I have a whole package of Peeps. Well, we just talked about the fact that the marketing of stuff, I think that is pure marketing because Peeps to me are just the nastiest things. They're these.
Who have I aligned myself with?
Look, we already had the discussion on our Facebook group about edges and centerpiece with brownies. And now we're going to go ahead and further polarize with Peeps. I just had to ask because
I'm going to upload a video of myself eating a Peep bite by bite.
Please don't. No, I won't watch it.
That's amazing.
But the reason I asked is because I hear a lot of people saying that they're struggling with the Easter candy. And I would say that for me personally, and I'm a sweets person, I'm not triggered. Easter candy isn't a thing for me. I don't know.
Cadbury eggs alone are just.
I've never had one.
Why?
Okay.
Can we make the Candace has never had checklist? Like
I've never had a Cadbury egg.
So I'm going to tell you not to start now because okay. It'll just take you into a really dark place.
So what is it filled with something?
Yes.
Yeah.
With cream?
It's cream. Yeah.
Sweet, delicious, delectable. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I'm going to trust you. I don't need to know about it. So I'm going to stand by my original statement that I'm not triggered by candy, Easter candy, but I know I brought it up because a lot of my friends are.
Listen, we're not even going to explain Cadbury eggs to you because we've already been down this rabbit hole with meatballs and chickpeas and zucchini. And so we know it'll be 5 years before you get to the Cadbury cream.
Somebody posted a recipe for like a Reese, like a peanut butter ball, but it was made with chickpeas. And it's funny because when the person first posted it, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to make that this weekend. And then I read closer and saw that it was a chick. I was like, let me amend my comment. This sounds very interesting. And I'm very hopeful that I will get over myself and be willing to try it.
I saw you post that you were going to do that. And I went, no, you're not.
I didn't read close enough. Reading is fundamental. I didn't see chickpeas.
And I want to shout out, that's Heather who posted the recipe in the Real WW Talk group. And it's a recipe that you can get in the WW app. It's called No Cook Peanut Buttery Cookie Dough Bites.
Which sound amazing. Just, I did not notice. I was like, they're so low point. How? Chickpeas. Well,
if you are struggling, but you're this year trying like, okay, we're going to make a different type of Easter. Those actually could work well in place mm-hmm. of like a peanut butter egg or something like that mm-hmm. on a dessert tray. If you wanted to add, like if everybody else is bringing things, you also want to bring some things for you to eat mm-hmm. that kind of bridge the gap. That could be a bridge the gap kind mm-hmm. of food. Like when I put on Connect, like a bridge the gap kind of thing could be instead of for potato salad, if you want to save some points on the potatoes, use a bag of frozen cauliflower, defrost it, drain it, pat it dry, chop your cauliflower up and mix it with your potato salad, you know, wet ingredients. And it's not a bad fill the gap kind of thing if you'd rather put your points elsewhere.
Okay.
I just saw, if you're on the podcast, you can't see the faces, but
you notice how we were both quiet. We were
that's
like,
very nice, Erin.
Like, that's a great idea, Erin. someone out there is going to do these.
Well, I know that, was it the James Corden recipe that you discussed? That was also chickpeas, right?
That was. That chickpea pizza crust was delicious.
So what I'm saying is I must have to stand corrected that chickpeas are probably the most amazing things ever in life. Because if you can make peanut butter eggs and pizza crust with it, it's the new cauliflower. So
you've had hummus, right, Candace?
No. Chocolate hummus.
Right. We've been down that path.
I like hummus if it's chocolate and dessert flavored.
Well, then chickpeas and dessert, that is the same thing.
It's just like meatballs and ground beef. I don't know. Okay. My mind doesn't work the right way with tech, with how things look and what they're, that it doesn't sound like I like chickpeas, but apparently I might. That's what I'll say.
Okay. You do. If you like the chocolate ones,
but yeah. I feel like that's different. I feel like that's a dessert.
Aldi has carrot cake hummus, carrot cake flavored. It's delightful.
Carrot cake has nuts in it, doesn't it?
No. There's no, because I can eat it. It's carrot cake flavored. There's actually little pieces of carrot inside of it, but it's the way it's spiced. It tastes like a carrot cake, but there's no nuts. So it's gluten-free and it's vegan.
Yeah. But I'm just saying carrot cake in general has nuts in it.
If you choose to make it with nuts. I'm making a recipe from Detoxinista. I love that website. She's got some amazing recipes. And she has a carrot cake recipe. I think that's also paleo. It's made with gluten. It's made with coconut flour. There's no nut flour in it. So that's another gluten-free, dairy-free. There's, I think she uses maple syrup to sweeten it. I've made it for the past 2 or 3 years. It's delicious. Mm. It's a happy recipe.
Very nice. Okay. And what was the name of the website?
Detoxinista, like detox and then Inista, I-N-S-T-A after okay. it. She's got a lot of allergen-friendly recipes, vegan recipes. She's good. She's good. Okay. So let me ask you guys as we hop down that rabbit trail, see what I did there. let's crawl backwards. So I feel like these types of days, and shout out to Nancy in the Real WW Talk Facebook group, and you can find us by searching Real WW Talk. She asked about plateaus and busting through plateaus. So we'll say, obviously, we are not experts on that by any stretch of the imagination, but WW has some really great suggestions from their science team on how to bust through a plateau. So if you just search Weight Watchers and then plateau, it will come up with some information on how to actually know if you've hit it, why they happen, if it goes away on its own, and then they have some tips on how to get rid of it, like sneaking in more movement, going big on fruits and veggies, etc. Now, I feel like for me, this is the type of holiday, these are the types of things that put me into a plateau, or if I'm in a plateau, like get me really off track because I like my mindset is nothing is working. So I might as well just eat all the foods. Does that resonate with you guys at all? What have you done when you've hit a plateau?
I don't know if I've ever actually hit a true plateau in my mind. I feel like if I were to ever look back at a time where I was not losing consistently, there was something that I wasn't doing in terms of actual implementation of the plan, whether I was consistently going over points or I wasn't exercising or I was guesstimating how that. And the article, I haven't read the article that you posted, Erin, but they may speak to that. I think it's more that I got lazy with the plan. So in terms of a true consistent plateau, I can't say if I've ever given myself an opportunity to really hit one. I don't know about you guys, but mine is really more I get lazy with the plan.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think it's probably similar for me. I don't know if I have hit a true plateau. And thinking back to when maybe I did, I think the advice that was given to me was to change things up. Like my leader would ask, like, are you doing the same exercise every day? Are you eating the same, you know, from the same little box of things? Are you switching that up? Are you the water going back to that? Are you getting that in? So I think I can't remember to a specific time where I know that it was a plateau versus like, am I truly following the plan? But I think what I would have done if that was a plateau is just looked at my routines to see if there's anything that I could do a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. I love the phrase, nothing changes if nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And I've asked myself, am I in a plateau right now? Am I in a maintenance or am I in a, I don't care. And I'm not sure what, and if I can't honestly answer that, it's probably not a plateau because then it means I'm probably not doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Do not do it. Right. So I think I'm probably in this hybrid of this maintenance kind of mode because of all of the stress that's been on me. I do remember that I was in a plateau very early on, and it was because I wasn't eating enough, which honestly kind of sounds weird coming out of my mouth, if you want to know the truth. That was when I was in a very heavy restriction phase, and it changed by how I changed, by how I ate my food. Like at one point I was just eating an apple for lunch, and that's not healthy and that's not sustainable. But that was also in a deep time for me where I was obsessive about the scale and obsessive about the weight. And it went from being a healthy journey to an extremely unhealthy journey. And my body stopped. It was like, we're not doing anything else until you give us some real food.
Yeah. So. It's easy to get into that restrictive phase. It's for me, that's that all or nothing. Like when I am in and I am focused, it is very difficult to get me to deviate from, I have to have this many points and I have to do it this exactly. And whatever I can do to manipulate the scale and the scale obsession, it can get very unhealthy very quickly. So I definitely agree with you, Erin, that in and of itself can definitely cause maybe a plateau or cause the scale to stop moving because you're not nourishing your body the way mm-hmm. in which it's supposed to be. And you're actually having the opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. But you know what else worked for me? Do you remember? I don't remember what coach. We've been with many coaches. I think it was Noelle. No, or Heather. But they had a traveling journal that sometimes when you had a week and things weren't going well, there was a journal that you could pass. And sometimes the peer pressure of somebody else looking at what you're writing down would make me kind of, I remember I took the journal and that was one of my best weight loss weeks. And it really did kind of break me out of something because the pressure of wanting to please and wanting people to like what I wrote down and wanting to do the plan exactly right was very, very heavy that week. So do you all remember that journal?
I do. It was Noelle. Was one of our in-person coaches. Noelle had a traveling journal. And I remember feeling the same exact thing because I'm like, oh, if I'm having a smoothie in the morning, I need to make sure that I'm writing exactly what's in the smoothie. And like, well, I guess I'm going to have to count it as a blended beverage now.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be only 3 points, but now it has to be the 10. No points.
I do remember that. I agree. I had the same pressure when I took it home. I felt like, it's my duty this week to make sure that I include some vegetables in this and some fruit. And it's not just, I had a peanut butter sandwich for lunch and, you know, pizza for dinner. Like I am, you know, not to say you can't have that on a day, but it's like, I'm tracking it and I'm having a vegetable with, you know, whatever I'm having. So there was definitely some pressure.
Yeah. I remember too, and Ricky, you and I did this together because we were working out with a trainer. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And I remember being so frustrated because I felt like I was doing all of the right things. And here we are working out with a trainer at Under Armour. We're in the Baltimore, DC area. So we've got like exclusive access down here to Under Armour, right? And one of the best mm-hmm. trainers ever. And it didn't lose anything the entire time we worked out with him mm-hmm. and feeling like like something is way wrong with me. How am I not losing weight? And of course, like we watch Doctor Now, right? And
he's my favorite.
Doctor's not like, why are you so fat?
Like, you're not he's from work. My 600 pound life. For those who don't know, on TLC, there's a show called My 600 pound Life. And Dr. Now is so, his affect is just hilarious. Like the way that he speaks to patients is
it's so blunt, wonderfully blunt. If you need to get your butt kicked and get back on the journey, just do that. It's amazing. But what I realized too was, and I think Ricky, you realized it as well, we weren't losing weight, but we were losing inches. Mm-hmm. We were measuring ourselves, and there was a different type of progress that was happening. So even in a plateau, it may feel like nothing is happening, but there are things that are happening that we just have to measure. We have to look at our form of measurement in a different way.
Yeah, I feel like that was a parking lot discussion that we had. I feel like I remember all the three of us standing in the parking lot after a meeting and saying, if I'm correct, that all of us had been to trainers multiple times and all of us had never lost weight with a trainer. But that does go back to Erin, like what you said, Erin, like that's the time where you need to focus on other things. Like, how do my clothes fit? What are my measurements? What's my endurance? Like with the Peloton, I was saying that a few weeks or months ago, how I can stand up for longer on the bike. I can follow their direct, like actually when they're saying run, I can actually do it for longer. I can actually do it for the time that they're doing it with the resistance that they're asking for. So like there's other measures of progress that are so important to remember.
And I think the challenge has always been that, no fault to WW, but we have been conditioned and, you know, to focus on the scale as our only measure of success. And I know that as WW has taken a more holistic approach to saying there are other things to look at, but that's a hard thing to kind of let go of because for 20 plus years, I've been conditioned to believe that the way that I know that I'm okay is if my number, my weight is a certain number. And I honestly, if I'm being very transparent, one of the reasons I didn't want to continue with the trainer was because I wasn't willing to when they said, you know, it's not muscle weighs more than fat, but that you may stall your weight loss for a little bit, but you'll lose inches. I was like, well, then what am I going to do at weigh-in? Right. I mean, that's not going to work. I'll do that after I get to goal and then I'll focus on losing inches, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. But I was so focused on the number on the scale only.
Well, that's the thing too. None of us walk through the door of Weight Watchers thinking, I mean, a lot of times it is, I want to be healthier, but you're not walking through that door saying, I want to lose inches. Like, yes, you want your clothes to fit better, but you're thinking like the background thought is I want to lose weight. So coming in that door with that mindset and then thinking, okay, well, you have to think about all these other things. It's like that. It's hard to not make those things like secondary.
Mm-hmm. They will give you Bravo stars for it, right? They will give you Bravo stars for anything now, but they definitely didn't give you a Bravo star for losing inches. And
Well, or did they? And we just never said anything about it because that would be a non-scale victory, and you get a Bravo for a non-scale victory.
I didn't get a token, feel though. Special. I didn't get the little thing that goes on the keychain.
There it is. There it is. It's the difference between a sticker and the charm. I remember sitting there as I was working out with a trainer the one time, and we had at our in-person meeting, we were doing like, not like a weight loss competition, but the three different meetings, like which meeting could kind of lose the most weight. I remember thinking, I'm not contributing to this at all. And that made me have like some guilt, but I'm like, wait a second. You are contributing to yourself though. I'm sorry, it's not contributing to the group, but I'm showing up, you know, being what I'm here for is the better version of me. And I think, you know, that type of thing worked great depending on where you know, were in your journey. That just wasn't where I was. So I can't fault it, but yeah, it is. It's when the first thing that you have to do to check in at a WW in-person meeting is to get on the scale. I mean, that is the measurement. Progress is the scale. And it's hard to kind of forget that. I did, one of our meeting coaches did challenge me, and I think it was Noelle again, that I needed to not weigh myself for a month. Like check in the beginning of the month and check in at the end of the month, but focus on what I was doing in between and really just focus on tracking, focus on the food, because no matter what would happen, I would see it at the end of the month, one way or the other. And if the, you know, we always think of the journey being this downward motion, and it's not, it's this like zigzag kind of thing. And the zigzag was really getting me. And I felt like my headspace was in such a better thing because I was looking forward to the end of the month. Like no matter what I would do, I'm like, okay, I'm getting to the end of the month. Nope, I can't do that because I want a good weigh-in at the end of the month. And that was really helpful. I actually need to go back and do that.
I can understand why it would be helpful, because it took the thing, you know, that was the focus and kind of extended it out and allowed you to, you know, kind of develop those consistent healthier habits that wasn't dependent on the scale.
Yeah. So for us, great chat, ladies, thinking about next week, goals for next week so that we can stay on plan and come back and have a happy weigh-in on Saturday, knowing we've got good food happening tomorrow, hopefully for all of us, maybe, right? What do goals look like for you? Don't everybody rush your work.
I think I would like to be more specific with drinking more water, not only to track it, but to truly have like a glass of water before every meal, to make it something that's specific, attainable, measurable. I can have that glass of water. Not only am I getting closer to my daily water goal, but I'll be a little bit more full before eating my meal.
Ricky, mm-hmm. I just thought of something. I apologize, Candace, because I know you would be next on the thing. Have you ever heard of the Plant Nanny app?
Oh yeah, I did it before. So you recommended it years ago in one of the apps, because I did the water, like I have the Water Llama one right now that I'm using. Similar to Candace, I know you mentioned that there were some casualties with your
plant nanny. I killed every plant that I had. God bless them. Rest in peace.
But Plant Nanny is an app, and you log your water. And as you log your water, you grow a plant, which is perfect for our generation that grew up with the Tamagotchis, right? Like, you know, keeping the little things alive and then extreme guilt when they die, which is probably why Ricky and I are not parents. And I'm praying for Isaiah now.
Yeah, because he gets the little, they put the black X's on their eyes when they're, yes. And their tongue is out. And it's sad that I still didn't feed it water. And that's when I knew that I had an issue. I was like, I'm sorry. I just haven't had any water today.
Yeah, I'm tracking with the llama one, which isn't as interactive, but nobody dies if I don't drink my water.
I'll never forget when I left my Tamagotchi or Gotchi under the bed and I found it and it pooped all over itself. You know, they used to give you the little icons. Oh, that thing. Poor thing. Like, I don't know how Isaiah is still here. I'm very, very proud that he is almost a year old. I'm very proud. Actually, Erin, I have you to thank for my goal for the week. Although I don't know how to effectively articulate it. As I mentioned that I have an obsession with like the first of the month because it kind of taps into my perfectionism. I'm going to have 30 days of blue dots and 30 days of exercise and this. And Erin, it probably wasn't tongue in cheek, but your comment was like, I wonder if you just were to say, like, why don't you focus on how many days you're going to be able to have something that you want? Like, I'm going to not indulge, but instead of getting excited about the perfectionism piece, like getting excited about, I'm going to choose to make sure that I have something today that makes me happy. And it doesn't have to always be food, but that's something that is that's a goal for me.
Yeah.
Well,
because Candace, if you listen back, Candace shares the cupcakes are a downfall for her. And it's not just a cupcake. We want all the cupcakes, right? And the perfectionism part, we're like, we're not going to just do it. We're going to do it, mm-hmm. right? And I just went, what if instead of trying to do this thing perfectly, right? Because we already know that's going to fail. We haven't done that successfully yet. What if we actually just said, okay, on Wednesdays and Fridays, I'm going to eat a cupcake and like, it's already there and it's planned in, or I'm going to eat this. And that way it's not like something's taken us by surprise. There's enough food that suddenly jumps out of nowhere that we're like, what do I do with it? Like I have it. I've already planned it. We can track it and just keep moving on. It's part of the plan. I mean, that can even take its own level of perfectionism too.
That and also focusing on more often than not. Like I really am, Jordan Syed is somebody who we've referenced a lot, but one of the things that he brought up as a tool, and Ricky, you used it in your 30-day journal that you have. I think you have a commit journal, but it's not about having every single day checked off that you did it. It's mm-hmm. more often than not, 21 out of 30 days or whatever it is. That will help you see if you're hitting your goals. If you're hitting your goals, you can see how it relates to your output. So my goal is not 30 out of 30 days for April. My goal is more often than not. So awesome. Using your tool, Erin, and also that is, it's more of a mental goal for this week.
Hey, listen, if you need a recipe for chickpea cookie dough brownies, I have that for you too, to add into your sweet thing. Okay.
Next week's goal. Okay.
Baby steps.
So my goal for this week is not to overindulge tomorrow. I am bringing some of my own special foods. I am bringing food with me to be able to kind of, you know, bridge a gap. I'm not bringing cauliflower potato salad because I'm just not going to take Haterade for that. I am, however, making a carrot cake. I'm making that carrot cake that I mentioned from Detoxinista. So my goal is not to eat the entire cake. And I think I'm going to make half of the recipe so that way I don't have all of it. And then for the rest of the week, I am going to sit down. I'm going to write, the important things for me to be successful. So when I get to Saturday, what's going to make me feel happy on Saturday? Cause that was such a great exercise. I've already started with my water, my mason jar of water. And, I feel confident and I don't want to be overly confident cause that's when I trip up. So. I'm going to try and hold it loosely and forgive myself, but also be true to my promises. I think that's a thing that I've realized that I've been failing a lot on. And if I'm not keeping to my promises and if I'm not treating myself well, why should I expect anyone else to? Right? Because I set the standard for how I want to be treated. And I need to set that standard for myself and I need to adhere to it.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point. That's a whole nother topic we could go into.
That is a whole nother one about why we make lists about what we need to do for self-care and then have tough times adhering to the list we made.
Me too.
Why is that a problem? Right. But that's next week.
That's next week. That's forever. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up because we are now going to go hit our local meeting, but we wish you a great week. Don't forget that you can follow us on Instagram at RealWWTalk, on YouTube. We've got the Facebook group. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, would you just take a second and rate and review the podcast? Because it helps other people find something that might be helpful to them. And we enjoy reading your reviews too. And we'll even share them.
It helps us grow. It helps us see what's working.
It does. Absolutely. It really does. So thank you. Have a great week. And we'll catch up with you next week.
See ya.
Bye.